16. That's it? The mirror is my size and framed in gold. If I didn't already know it could talk, I'd think it was an ordinary mirror. But then I notice a fairy carved into the bottom right corner of the frame. Maybe it's not so ordinary. I hope it knows how to send us home. Jonah runs up to it and knocks on the glass. At first, there's no response. But then a loud voice from deep inside yells, "Are you trying to give me a concussion?" The voice is definitely annoyed, but I can't tell if it's female or male. Two angry blue eyes glare in the reflection. There's no nose, no lips, and no chin, just eyes. Jonah freezes. "Sorry," he says in a tiny voice. "You should be," the mirror says. "You have to follow the rules." This is my kind of mirror. I can deal with rules. I turn to Snow. "What rules?" "It likes when you address it twice and then ask it a question. Like, mirror, mirror, how are you?"
"I also like when you don't attack me," the mirror grumbles.
"My brother's really sorry," I say. "Mirror, mirror, can you take us home?"
"Sure," it says. "Now?"
"Wow!" I squeal, surprised. "You're just going to take us home, mirror, mirror?" Jonah asks, sounding a little disappointed. "No quest or anything?"
"Nope. You want to go, you can go right now, but only right now."
"Why only right now?" I ask. The mirror doesn't answer. I roll my eyes. "Mirror, mirror, why only right now?"
"Because the queen is coming home early."
"Oh no! How early, mirror, mirror?"
"Soon," it says.
"How soon?" I ask. The front door slams.
"I'm home!"
"She can't find us here!" Snow shrieks. "She'll kill me and throw you in the dungeons!"
"No, she'd probably just kill you all," the mirror says. "The dungeons are already..."
It stops mid-sentence. "Are already what?" I ask. "Mirror, mirror."
"Pretty full," it finishes.
I have a bad feeling about this. "Mirror, mirror," I say, "who's in the dungeon?"
"Xavier the Huntsman," it says.
Snow gasps. "Oh no, for sparing my life?"
"No, for spilling juice on the white carpet. Of course, for sparing your life."
"Someone woke up on the wrong side of the mirror this morning," I grumble.
"Excuse me,"
the mirror yells. "Nothing, nothing." "Mirror, mirror, is anyone else down there?" I ask.
"Prince Trevor," it says.
"What?" Now all three of us gasp. "That can't be," I stammer.
"But it is," the mirror says. "He came by yesterday, claiming he'd been summoned by a letter. The queen thought he was attempting to overthrow her. She ordered her guards to lock him in the dungeon. Anyway," the mirror continues, "if you two kids want to get home, you'd better hurry up. You have about 30 seconds before she gets here."
Arr! This is no good. I glance down at my watch. It's just before 6 in Smithville. We need to get home already. My parents are going to be up in less than an hour. We have to go home today. But the prince is in the dungeon because of us. It was my idea to write him a letter. It's my fault. "We need to save the prince," I say solemnly. Jonah's eyes light up.
"A quest! Let's go!"
Snow puts her hand on my arm. "But Abby, this could be your only chance to go home." I can't go home knowing someone is in a dungeon because of me. My heart thumps. We have to save him. And the huntsman, too. We'll get another chance to go home. "But," Snow says.
"No buts," I say.
Jonah is jumping up and down.
"We have to escape before evil Evelyn finds us."
I turn to the mirror. "Is there another way out?" The mirror clucks its tongue.
"Mirror, mirror." Seriously? There's no time for mirror, mirror. Mirror, mirror, I spit out. Is there another way out?
There's the window.
Let's go, let's go, I whisper, hurrying to the window. I pull back the thick purple drapes and heave open the shutters. I look outside. We're 2 stories high.
Now that's how you break your head, Jonah says.
I turn to Snow. Right now, I'm kind of wishing you were Rapunzel.
Who?
Never mind. How do we do this? I look around the room for ideas. All I see are the mirror, a wardrobe, a desk, and a 4-poster bed. Jonah, any chance you have a rope in your backpack?
He shakes his head. Just stew sandwiches.
Hey, I'm hungry.
Jonah, not now.
He looks around the room.
Let's use her sheet.
Good idea, I say, and start stripping Evil Evelyn's bed.
But she'll notice it's gone, Snow says.
She'll also notice if we're here, I point out as I pull at the linens, which is worse.
Good point, Snow says, and she helps me strip the bed.
Now what? She asks when we're done.
She's coming! She's coming! The mirror says, taunting us.
You guys go first, I say. I'll hold the sheet. Just slide down as far as you can and then jump.
What about you? Snow asks.
Don't worry, I have a plan. Now hurry!
Clump, clump, clump. Footsteps coming up the stairs.
We hear Evil Evelyn's voice as she trails through the hallway.
Oh, mirror, mirror, she sings. I have a question for you.
Snow looks like she might pass out, but I push her forward. She has to go first because she's the heaviest, and Jonah can help me hold the sheet. Plus, I want her on the ground in case Jonah needs help. Jonah and I hold the sheet so tight that our knuckles turn white. Snow hesitates.
Go, I say. You have to move.
But...
Go!
With a sharp breath, she goes through the window. She slides down to the bottom of the sheet and then dangles in the air about 5 feet off the ground.
Now what?
She yells.
Now you jump, I say.
I can't. I'm afraid.
You have to. Just do it.
She closes her eyes, which I'm not sure helps, and jumps. She lands on her butt. A startled expression crosses her face, and then she smiles.
You're next, I tell Jonah as I wipe the sweat from my forehead.
But Abby, he says, who's gonna hold it for you?
Like I said, I have a plan. We'll do it hammock style. You two will hold the corners, and I'll jump into the sheet.
His face squishes. I don't know if that's a good idea. What if you get hurt?
Aw, he's worried about me.
I'll be fine. Go, go! We're running out of time. Snow waves to him from the ground, and prickles of fear run down my spine. He's going to be okay, right? He has to be. I give him a quick hug. He climbs out the window and slides down the sheet. Then he jumps to the ground with a huge smile. Now comes the tricky part. Me. Facing each other, Snow and Jonah are stretching the sheet as wide as it can go to give me room to land. I look down. Oh, boy. Can I really do this? I turn to the mirror. Mirror, mirror, please don't tell her we were here.
If she asks, I have to.
Crumbs. We strip the bed. She's going to ask. I hear the doorknob turn.
She's here. She's coming. I try to aim myself as best I can and... I jump.